The Hill Fire has burned over 7,000 acres in eastern Humboldt County and displaced residents nearest the fire. However, as containment increases, now standing at 69%, evacuation orders and warnings have been downgraded. KMUD News spoke with a representative on scene at the Hill Fire for the latest update.
So my name is Sean Morrissey. I am a public information officer with the California Incident Management Team 4. So today with the Hill Fire, as you guys have probably seen, there was a bit more containment again. They're up to almost 70%. Acreage has stayed the same. The fire stayed in the same exact footprint. Still looking at hot spots and mopping up and doing a lot of suppression repair, pulling out equipment, hoses, things like that. So really not much has changed other than the evacuation orders that have decreased. Some of them have gone from orders to warnings, and some of the other warnings have just completely been taken away. So mostly the warnings are the perimeter of the actual fire grounds themselves. It's on the east side. It is the 06 road. On the west is Route 1. That's kind of where the fire was sandwiched in between, and the fire footprint is kind of outlined between those two. Right now, they're working on, you know, clearing things up, getting some of the heavy equipment things out of the way, but they still do have a lot of trucks and things going on.
Online fire resources are anticipating full containment of the Hill Fire by August 15th. Morrissey shared the demobilizing efforts as a fire reaches containment status.
So the process is usually just, as of right now, we still have about 900 people working on the fire. Somewhere around there. It's gradually right-sizing every day to fit the needs of the fire and the companies and, you know, if other areas around, you know, California, around the country need resources. So slowly and slowly, you know, more and more will get mopped up and they'll put out, you know, whatever small little hot spots they might find, mostly very well interior things along the fire perimeter. So it's just going to slowly, hopefully, downgrade and downgrade in size and eventually just, it'll be handed over to the Forest Service so they can kind of take the lead in finally shutting it down. I'm not sure if that date is always a hard date out. You know, things can change, so you don't want to, you know, count it exactly as August 15th, but if that's what they're hopefully predicting, then, you know, you want to see it complete in no time frame if you can.
Morrissey expressed gratitude for the diligence of firefighters to reach this level of containment in such a short period of time.
Again, the firefighters and the crews out there and all the people working on this have worked very hard for the last couple of weeks. A lot of, with the climate and the temperature that's been, you know, typically seen in the area, it's not easy for fires to go out this fast. 2 weeks is a pretty quick turnaround because it was only 2 weeks yesterday for us to get to this point right here. You're going to see, you know, fires in other states and across the country that take much, much longer to get under control and containment. So just they've been doing a great job, and I think they deserve all the credit in the world.
For the latest evacuation information, visit protect.genesis.com. For KMUD News, I'm Lisa Music.